Utah's amateur radio community is holding the 2016 Great Salt Lake Hamfest this weekend. A hamfest has not been held in this area for several decades. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Michael and Susan Smith live in a typical sugar house home, but if you look up at the roof, you'll notice an array of antennas. Every Wednesday night, they huddle around one of their many radios to check in to their local amateur radio emergency service for a kind of practice run known as a net.
This is Kilo Mike 7 Tango, Mike Sierra, Mike in Salt Lake City, checking in.
Mike Smith, otherwise known as KM72MS, says he got into ham radio because of his interest in emergency preparedness.
Desire for safety in a neighborhood that's prepared in a variety of ways for things that oftentimes can come. For instance, we live in a very high earthquake hazard area. These things are serious issues.
Susan Smith got into it for similar reasons, but for her, it's also social.
You may come in and hearing someone on the radio, and you go, oh, good, I'm glad Barbara's on tonight.
And some are in it purely for fun, or as they say in the ham world, rag chew.
There is a group in Utah County called the 76ers. They are kind of a social rag chew type of group.
The Hamfest takes place Friday and Saturday at Salt Lake Community College in Sandy. The event includes classes, vendors, and gatherings of special groups like Ladies in Amateur Radio. There will also be a talk by Elder Alan F. Packer of the LDS Church First Quorum of the 70. But at the Hamfest, he's known as WA7BKD. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.